Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller in London on Thursday, the 16th of December, recording at 9:28 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Well, the most important thing that I can say about global stock markets is just to comment again on that Australian stock market index move to a new high here today. Now, some newish subscribers may think, well, why on earth is David mentioning that? You may be interested mainly in Hong Kong or the United States or the UK market, and well, one of the reasons for that is that in my macro approach, I really do like to, when I'm looking at stock markets, I really do like to look at the broadest range of stock markets. I like to identify the cycle leaders, and these will vary from one medium-term bullish to bearish cycle to another. And so I want to identify those because the leaders so often lead in both directions. I've seen that over and over and over again. And also, I like to look for reaffirming characteristics. It's the commonality factor that I stress so much at the chart seminar. I think commonality is the closest look at the future that any of us ever get, because of course it's quite obvious that no one can actually see the future. But if you get a leading stock market index such as Australia in this cycle, and it's just reaffirmed its overall uptrend as it did here today, that is good news generally for stock market indices. Okay. Otherwise, modestly mixed day in here today. The Nikkei was down a little bit, only 32 points. Interestingly, that second section index, which has been falling pretty much every day, was up, but only slightly in here today. And it really does need an upward dynamic to suggest to me, at any rate, that the Nikkei and TOPIX indices are likely to stage late catch-up move in terms of the global stock market rally. But basically, bottom line, play this on the long side. This is no time, in my view, to be contemplating shorts, though that will change as we get into 2005, or at some stage in 2005, possibly not during the first quarter, or at least not until late in the first quarter. Okay, what about government bonds, which have been jangling a few nerves around here quite recently? The current account figures that came out today, which came in considerably lower than expected. People had been expecting a rise, they came in lower. I know it's just the statistic of de jure, but it did catch out the currency markets, and it also caught out the bond market, where the March contract was pushing up to a new high for the last few months. Now, this is all within a big ranging type 3 in terms of churning time and size, ranging time and size, top formation, as I describe at the chart seminar, as I've mentioned over and over again, particularly on my Friday big picture long-term outlook audios. But that high that I referred to would not show up on the continuation charts, although certainly the upper boundary was tested. But at any rate, those figures came out, and the Treasuries went from, on the March contract, where I've been baby step shorting on the rally, went from 114.02, and I should have shorted more since my last short was at 113. I should have continued with the policy, but they were up at a high of 114.02. Then the current account figures came out. They're currently trading at one. This is after hours at 112.17. That's down 1 14/32. So what it's done is it's given a downside dynamic today, and it's also given an upside failure. In other words, bonds couldn't maintain the move to new highs from the trading range that they've been in the last couple of months on the March contract. And one of my rules of thumb at the chart seminar is to back the last dynamic. And if you see a failed breakout from a recognizable trading range, and we have seen that today, that it really does require an immediate countermanding dynamic in the opposite direction to offset the prospect of a test of the lower side of the range, which would take treasury bonds back down below the 110 level. And take them could easily take them down to say 109 from their current levels of 112.17. Now, why should that happen? What would the logic be? Because lots and lots of people are watching the market and are interested in this market. They see it breaking upwards, that hit a few stops inevitably, and people would have been extrapolating the move on the upside, but lo and behold, during the day, the rally fails. And a number of short-term traders are going to look at that and say, right, if it can't go up, it's going to go down. And so they'll immediately set their sights on a test of the lower side of the range. Now, does that work 100% of the time? Of course not. But it works more often than not, and this is a percentage game basis. How will I play it? Well, I should have shorted more, as I just said, because it moved a point and 2/32 above my last sale. But this is a this is but at any rate, I didn't. This is a baby steps play. If this starts to approach the lower side of the trading range, I will be taking some of those positions out. In other words, I'll be taking small profits on the dip, but holding on to part of a core position. Okay, if you want to read about the baby steps strategy, of course, you can find that in the forum, or you can find it on the search engine. Now, what else to mention? Ah, the currencies. The trade figures produced a bit of a downward dynamic, not as big as the one on the treasury bonds, but a bit of a downward dynamic for the euro against the US dollar today. For instance, that got up to 134.28 before the news, currently trading at 132.43, and it's been as low as 132.04. The Australian dollar fell a cent at one stage, but then recovered just over a cent at one stage, but recovered a third, a quarter of that. The dollar's move against the yen was somewhat smaller, up 0.53 of a yen in here today. But bottom line here, what it does indicate is that one can't say definitively whether that dollar technical rally, and I maintain that it's no more than a technical rally, one cannot say definitively that it is over. My hunch, though, given the overall pattern, given the sentiment and background factors here, is that it is nothing more than a what on long-term charts, at any rate, will look like a modest technical rally before the dollar does head somewhat lower. I am not, and never have been, in the dollar is going to collapse school. It's just not going to happen. That would be so damaging for other countries' economies that you can bet there'd be all kinds of remedial action. There would be intervention. There would be more jawboning. There would eventually be multilateral intervention. Currencies that were being pushed higher. Or central banks, rather, in the countries that were concerned about the rise of their currencies would print more of the currency, and the same old stuff that we've seen throughout the last 3 decades and a bit since the Bretton Woods Agreement was wound up by President Nixon. Okay, else to mention here, gold profit-taking here today, that got up to nearly 443. This morning, pulled back, currently at 437 and a quarter, so down, but that's hardly a debacle. Silver slipped out of profit for me, closed at, they're currently trading after hours at 672.5, but I've got a baby steps play on that and another order below the market, and which I wouldn't mind mind seeing. But choppy action here, and if I'm wrong, if I've underestimated the dollar's technical rally, then I'll be punished in some of these remaining supply and elasticity markets. Most of the metals were firm. Tin, where I have a position, was not able to hold the gain. Incidentally, the metals that look best technically, one of my old favorites that I've been in and out of several times, the lead, but don't own now the lead, that has a backwardation. Copper has a backwardation. The others have small contangos, but they are smaller than the carry cost would be due to interest rates. And last but not least, oil trading at 44.29 here after hours. Natural gas fell back a bit in here today. I'm still looking to sell my two March contracts on the next rally, or what I hope will be and expect to be a rally before too very long. So most consistent thing here really is this global stock market rally. These other markets are a bit choppy at the moment. And roll on Friday. Good night.